You need to know about the Bonin Phelan Bank. It's March 12th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Another potential candidate for Speaker of the House has ties to a bank connected to current House Speaker Dade Phelan and former Speaker Dennis Bonin. With Phelan entering a runoff election in second place now to keep his Southeast Texas seat in the Texas House, discussion has already begun in the Capitol about who will take the gavel next session, whether or not Phelan manages to be reelected to the House. Well, last week, Texas Scorecard reported on the employment of one potential candidate. That was Palestine Republican State Representative Cody Harris, who's employed by Third Coast Bank. Now, what is Third Coast Bank? Well, in late 2019, Third Coast Bank acquired Heritage Bank, where Dennis Bonin, former Speaker of the House, had served as president, chairman, and CEO. And he currently is on the bank's board of directors. Dade Phelan's brother, Lan Phelan, was a director of Third Coast from 2013 until at least 2016. That's according to filings with the Secretary of State. And an SEC commission filing showed that the bank's Beaumont location was leased from Phelan's family's investment firm. Additionally, the most recent personal financial statement from Dade Phelan shows that he owns shares in Third Coast Bank. Now, also shown owning shares in the Bonin Phelan Bank? Well, that would be Representative Dustin Burroughs. According to his 2022 personal financial statement, that's the most recent available, Burroughs, through his spouse, owns between 1,000 and 4,999 shares of Third Coast. That's how the reporting works on these things. Inside the legislature, Burroughs has had a close relationship with both Bonin and Phelan. And he currently serves as the chairman of the Calendars Committee. Some call that the most powerful committee in the House, as it largely dictates which bills will be heard and when. Well, sources have indicated that Burroughs is among those currently attempting to rally support among members, either for himself or for one of his allies, in order to remain in power under the next speaker, whether he's speaker or whether he's still chair of calendars or holds another powerful chairman position. Now, Burroughs did not respond to a request for context on why he came to own shares in Third Coast Bank or on any of the appearance of impropriety. A group of lawmakers in the U.S. House are calling on the Biden administration to end the practice of secretly flying illegal aliens into the country. If you've been to the airport, if you've flown recently, you might have noticed this. A lot of people have. Now, this letter, signed by 23 members of the U.S. House, highlights their, quote, grave concerns over the Biden administration's actions to fly approximately 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin American airports to 43 cities across the United States. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, from October of 2022 through December of 2023, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has granted flight authorizations to more than 320,000 illegal aliens. Those illegal aliens were able to fly from foreign airports into various U.S. airports, although which airports the agency refuses to disclose, we don't know specifically. Each illegal alien is eligible for two-year renewable work authorizations in multiple cities. Now, the lawmakers demanded that the agency provide Congress and the American people with information as to where these illegal immigrants have been deposited into the country. Additionally, they point out the more than 50 terror watch-listed individuals who have been encountered in fiscal year 2024 so far. And the letter was signed by five lawmakers from Texas, including Representatives Brian Babin, Ronnie Jackson, Lance Gooden, Troy Nels, and Key Self. All of them are Republicans. No Democrats signed on to the letter.
The Luke Mesia Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
A state judge in El Paso ruled that a non-governmental organization, an NGO, accused of harboring illegal aliens, well, they don't have to immediately turn over internal documents to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Now, in his order, District Judge Francisco Dominguez ordered that Annunciation House, a Catholic nonprofit operating several illegal alien shelters within El Paso, will not have to turn over internal documents that Paxton's office asked for last month. Dominguez, a Democrat first elected to the bench back in 2014, also called into question Paxton's motives behind demanding the information. At the same time, Dominguez also denied the Annunciation House's motion to issue a temporary restraining order or to quash Paxton's request for the documents. Dominguez stated in his order that he will schedule a separate hearing for motions brought forth by Paxton's office. His legal battle, Paxton's legal battle with the Annunciation House, began last month on February 7th, when the Consumer Protection Division of the Office of the Attorney General demanded that the illegal alien shelter turn over in 24 hours a stash of additional information spanning from January of 2022 until February of this year. One day later, the Annunciation House filed a petition seeking a declaratory judgment on whether the CPD request violated the nonprofit's constitutional rights. February 22nd, Paxton's office decided to sue the Annunciation House, accusing the organization of facilitating unlawful entry into the U.S., harboring illegal aliens, human smuggling, and operating a stash house. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.